This week, there have been so many children of God who have had their eyes distracted from what preparing for Passover is actually all about. So many of us have engaged in conversations, whether online or in person, with all of the disputes and quarrels and infightings that have been sparked about what day is the Passover supposed to be. And we've pointed fingers here at this group, that individual, as to why they've got the date wrong. And we've completely lost sight of our master's purpose for the Feast of Passover altogether. Passover is about partaking in the King. It's about his body and his blood. His body that was broken that you partake in, and his blood that was poured out that you partake in. In order for you to be saved, you must partake in his sacrifice. But as Paul said, in order for you to partake in that sacrifice, do so with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, not with the leaven of malice and evil. And yet, many of us will come to our date. And the moment that we approach our table and partake in the body and blood, we will be doing so unworthily, because we have come to his body and his blood not examining ourselves, no, but examining others. Many of us have done nothing but examined others, and in that we have neglected to examine ourselves. Yet this is the day that the Lord has made to say, prepare for Passover. And the way that you prepare is by taking what is in your eye out first, so that you may finally see clearly. Paul warned and said, some of you are sick, and some of you even dying, because you will unworthily partake in the Passover. Brothers and sisters, in our boasting of, I have the date, I have the right calendar, follow me, my way, and if you don't, there's something wrong with your spiritual walk with the Lord. If you don't see it the way I do, then you're off track. You're even perhaps pagan, are the things that are being said. All about what day? Completely missing the point that people are coming together for his feasts to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of the King. How can I make any one of these little ones stumble? Would I not be as one of those who has a millstone hung around his neck, thrown into the depths of the sea, and forgotten forever because I make a little one stumble? See, there are many little ones, many little children trying to find their way and understand their Messiah, learn more about him, and learn about his feast that he is calling for his bride. And yet all you can do as a fellow child of God is come and point a finger as to why they've got a detail here or there wrong and why you've got it right. Yet I want to submit, all such boasting is evil. I've been in this movement for long enough to see the boasting that this movement is good at, the leaven in this movement that we are good at baking. At the end of the day, we have to recognize that yes, you will do your best to worship the Lord and serve him the best way you know how, knowing to do it the best way you know how, but at the same time, you have to recognize it. The one who thinks he knows something really knows nothing. If you think you've arrived somewhere, if you think that you've come to some place of revelation, be careful, because the enemy is at the door with the leaven of pride, the knowledge that puffs up, in order for you to fall into a loop of pointing the finger and yet never coming to the knowledge of the truth. The truth is actually looking like Yeshua, not just knowing about him. Truth is not just knowledge. Truth is becoming as Yeshua is, the one who washed the feet of sinners, the one who shared the truth in absolute love, and laying down his life for his, not just friends, but his enemies. We can't even do any of that, yet we want to come to his table. All we can do is point fingers, yet we want to come to his table. Paul said the same thing as he warned the churches. He said, if you come with your quarrels, your infighting, all of the stuff that you want to do, just to partake in a meal for the sake of partaking, for the sake of obeying some commandment, but yet your heart has not been examined and you've not considered yourself been made clean by repentance from your boasting, then you stand in the risk of partaking unworthily and dying because of it. We have lost sight, dear brothers and sisters, completely about what we are about to do when we enter Passover. That is why some of you have no fear of God in how you treat your brothers and sisters and fellow believers. No fear of God at all. And you act like you have a fear of God. You act like you're sharing the truth because you care. But really, you share the truth because you want to be right. And you share the truth in order to point a finger, not showing the patience that the Lord showed you. If the Lord treated you with the patience, the lack of patience that you treat others with, you'd be in the dirt dead now. We would have to be dead if the Lord applied our standard to us. It's time for us to start applying His standard to others so that we may one day hopefully stand before Him, receiving His grace and mercy and patience on our life as we are all still learning. Because the Lord has truthfully said, the way that you judge others by, I will use that measure exactly to judge you by on that great day of judgment when you stand before me. So let us indeed fear and tremble as we examine ourselves first.